Okay, Hatmana, Resh Nun. We're starting Resh Nun Chet today. Just a couple of quick little things from where we left off. We're going to come to more examples at the end. Just a couple quick things here. One is Hatmana b'miktzat. Can one do Hatmana if it's only partially covered and the heating source is hot from below? So then, according to pretty much all, just about all Ashkenazi poskim, Hatmana b'miktzat is no problem. You can wrap things up before Shabbos, on Shabbos, if it's just partially cut, wrapped up. According to the Shulchan Aruch and the Chazon Ish, Hatmana b'miktzat is aser if it's mostly heva. If there's a solid source of heat coming from below, then it is, even Hatmana b'miktzat is called Hatmana. So there's a question if that only applies by coals or also our metal heating elements. And it might only apply by coals if it's also, you have the coals, the gechalim, around the pot a little bit. But in general, the approach by most Ashkenazim is it's 100% mutter. And by Sfardim, a lot of them want to say it should be aser according to the Shulchan Aruch. But the minhag by many Sfardim is also to be mako. Okay. So a very common question is, can you put up pots Erev Shabbos and cover them up with a towel? Erev Shabbos, you put up food on your hot plate or a blech and you want to cover it up with a towel. So the general minhag is most people allow it. However, some say it's only allowed, or perhaps many say it's only allowed, and this is both for Sfardim and Ashkenazim, it's if there's airspace on the side of the pockets. Right? If you drape over a towel over all of your pots, and on the side, you don't tightly enclose it and push it all the way around, or wrap it around, and therefore, since there's airspace all around, they say it's not derech hatmana. That's not the normal way that people did hatmana. It was either a towel wrapped around it, or it's tightly packed sand or gechalim, and they would tightly pack it all the way around. That's called derech hatmana. So the general minhag is to be mekel on Erev Shabbos. Just it's important to leave over some airspace. Some say it's even okay if there's not airspace, and they say it's only a problem. It was only a problem with coals, but nowadays we don't really warm up our pots with coals. It's not the same thing because metal you can't pack it around. Doesn't move. Okay. That's about it. Okay. So I mean, just there's a principle. There's no hatmana with food inside food. Everyone says if you're going to immerse, meat, so you're going to immerse a piece of what's the cake inside? Chillant.
Kishka,
there you go. The kishka. Kishka. You have sausages, whatever you want to immerse inside an egg, anything you want to immerse inside a cholin pot or food. Generally, all the poskim say it's not a problem. Now, what if you wrap it up? So then, if you wrap it up, most poskim also say it's for sure not a problem. Because that's how you cook. That's not called derech hatmana. Nobody would ever call that derech hatmana. That's the normal way of cooking. It's all in one pot. It's batel to the pot. Hatmana is when you take a pot and you wrap it around. There is such an opinion that says one should pop holes in the wrapping. I don't think there's a need for it. I don't know if it accomplishes anything because if you say it's wrapped, it's still wrapped. The hole doesn't take away being a wrap. But anyway, some do say it's good to pop a hole in there, in the wrapping. Let's see. Okay. So let's read inside. Now, Resh Nun, and then we'll get to some few important examples. Resh Nun Chet. Now, this is an interesting halacha. You have to reorient yourself a little bit, because this halacha, believe it or not, encompasses quite a bit. It takes our understanding of Michzei Kamavashel a bit differently. Not really, but a pot on top of a pot. So you'll see when we explain it. And normally we say until now that, all right, a person can take a pot and put it on top of another pot, and it's not a problem to cook. It's not a problem to warm it up if it's fully cooked, even on Shabbos morning. We also said there's no hatmana if you have something that's mosif, something that's mosif hevel, an item that's mosif hevel. We said it's a problem of hatmana even erev Shabbos. But we said if you have something that's it's not mosif hevel, and if it's mosif hevel, you can't even do it on Shabbos, even if it's a cold item. But we learned if you have a cold item, you are allowed to do hatmana on a cold item on Shabbos if it's not mosif hevel. You have something hot, you want to just keep it hot on the counter, you're allowed to wrap a towel around it. If it's not hot. If it's hot, so then there's the halachas of hatmana. But if it's cold, everyone says you can take a towel around a cold piece of chicken or a cold pot and wrap it around. Hatmana on Shabbos is only if it's something that's hot to begin with. That's if it's not mosif hevel. If it's mosif hevel, you have heating elements, you have coals, so then it's a problem even if it's cold. So now when you read Reishin and Chet, it puts a little twist. Aleph, mutar lehaniach mi be'od yom. Now, notice the words, mi be'od yom. This is only Erev Shabbos that we're saying it's mutter. On Shabbos, it's not okay. That's clear from the Gemara and Shabbos, the Rambam, the Shulchan Aruch, it's pretty clear. That kli, sheyesh bo davar kar, al gabei kedera chama. If you want to take something cold, a cold item, a cold pot, and you want to put it on top of a kedera that's hot. So there's a discussion, are we talking about a kedera that's on the fire and not on the fire? Maybe we'll push that aside. Okay. Could be it's only if it's off the fire. Right? So now, you take it on Erev Shabbos and you want to put it on a pot. So listen, she'ein ze ketomein b'davar ha-mosif hevel. So he says, you're allowed to do this Erev Shabbos. So the question is it called mosif hevel or not mosif hevel? This blurs the definition a little bit. And so he says, basically it goes like this. If it's Erev Shabbos, you're allowed to. You're allowed to put a pot on top of a pot, if it's cold, on top of another pot, and you're allowed to wrap it up even. Because that's if it's a pot on top of a pot. Because nobody, it's not called derech, of hatmana with mosif hevel if you're balancing one pot on top of another pot.
Is the top pot wrapped up in something?
We're talking about if it's wrapped up. Because if it's not wrapped up, no, it's important to clarify. So we're talking about wrapping up, because if it's not wrapped up, you're allowed to do it even on Shabbos in the morning, because it's a pot on top of a pot. Reishon Chet's talking about, clearly, only if you're wrapping it up. And then it's only mutter on Erev Shabbos. If it would be on the blech maybe directly, if it would be on Gechalim directly, it would be aser. If it's completely wrapped all the way around. But here we're saying it's allowed to, but it's on a kedera. It's on top of a pot.
The kedera is on fire, then on fire.
So it depends how you want to understand it. But I think I'll leave that for the shir. But there's two ways to read it.
It's on some heating element.
So that's a question mark. Many say even if it's not on a heating, even if it's off the heating element, so you're allowed to do it on Shabbos, Erev Shabbos, but you can't be doing this on Shabbos. You take something cold because there's something called, I don't know if it has a technical term or not, molid bochom, is if you can't, one of the rules of Hatmana is you can't, so this is an interesting, not everyone's so aware, you can't take something on Shabbos that's cold and then use Hatmana to heat it up, such as it'd be it's definitely an issur derabanan to take a pot or a piece of schnitzel or a challah and put it on top of your cholent pot Shabbos morning. It's cold, right? Take it on top of a cholent pot or on top of your pots and then completely wrap it up, even though it's on top of a kedera. So normally we said kedera to agabe kedera is not a, it's not a problem of mechse kamavasho, and it's not a problem of it's not a problem on Erev Shabbos, but it is a problem on Shabbos, because there's a din derabana not to heat up your food from being cold to being hot if it's through hatmana. All right, now the Mishnah Berurah here says that it's if you're heating it up, even below Yad Seledet Bo, it's a problem. However, Tzarech Ion, because if you look in the Bir Lacha later in Shin Yud Chet, and you look at the Beferu Shulchan Aruch, it says, and if you look at the tour, they all say it has to be Yad Seledet Bo. If it's not Yad Seledet Bo, then it's not a problem. In other words, if you put your challah, you can wrap it up with 100 towels on top of your chillin pot, if the challah will not reach Yad Seledet Bo. But if it reaches Yad Seledet Bo, so that's when you can't wrap it up.
So the solution is just not to have it completely wrapped. And then
that's right. So one solution is not to keep it wrapped. Well, not even, yeah, you have no choice. If it's going to be, if your challah is going to reach Yad Seledet Bo on top of your chillin pot, you can't wrap it up. Just make sure it's not completely wrapped. And that pretty much, yeah. So just leave over 10% exposed to the air and you avoided the problem. What about, yeah, I was going to save it for later. Can you do this with foil wrapping? Can you wrap up your challah, take it out of the plastic bag, now wrap it up and to put it on top? So there are two main opinions on this one. Everyone says, if you're going to take that challah and wrap it up completely, and then wrap it with a foil, so it's like, you know, wrapped around a couple times, everyone says that's a problem, right? What if you only wrap it around it once? So then, there are two common opinions out there, and or minhagim lahalacha. So one opinion says it's aser, because you're wrapping it, if it's completely wrapped. But that's only if your intention is to wrap it for the own sole purpose of keeping it hot, warming it and keeping it hot. If there's even a 10%, let's say, a side reason of wrapping it, like you don't want dust, you don't want something to splash on it, you don't want it to become, you're worried about mice, we learned yesterday, you don't want, kids are throwing balls or whatever, spitballs, you want to protect it from the top. You've got, a common thing is you want to keep it from maybe being fleshik or touching some of the food, if that helps. So then any reason that you have for having it wrapped on all sides with one layer, for sure not a problem. Because now some say even if that's not your intention. Now many say that is a problem. Igros Moshe is one of them. That if that's your sole intention, then that is a problem if it's wrapped on all sides with even one layer. Some write that the minhag, I've heard from Rabbanim in Israel and in America that the minhag is not to follow this extreme, that one wrapping is okay. Either because the assumption is everybody wants it to be wrapped on all sides, not only for the, even if the main purpose is to keep it warm, but it's not the only purpose. It's also to protect it. The Orcha Shabbos, for example, he writes like it's mutter because this is everyone's reasoning. But if you know yourself, that's not the reasoning. So it's perhaps a question. But there's often an ulterior motive. Even if it's not the main reason, for many of us, there's a small reason, even a small reason we don't want it to be, what's it called? Or to prevent it from drying out from the air. That's another reason. Now, another reason why some people say lechatchila it's okay, quoted by the Ber Moshe and others, is that if it's a kli, if you call one wrapping of the aluminum a kli, again, it doesn't mean it's a kli for all halachos of Tuma and Tara, but it means for the Hilchos Shabbos, we look at it conceptually, for the Isser Derabanan of Hatamana, we look at it as a kli. And with one kli, we never say that the kli itself is Hatamana. Everyone's allowed to put food inside a dish, and no one calls that hatamana with its own pot. So if you consider this tinfoil wrapping as a kli for this halacha of hatamana, then for sure it wouldn't be a problem. I was going to save it for later, but here, pouring water inside a thermos. Can one pour water inside a thermos? So one can, and many reasons given. One is because that's its kli itself. The thermos itself is one kli. You can never call its own kli hatmana. Chazon Ish is famous for saying that. Another reason is when you close it, there's some airspace on top. That might be a reason. You're doing it to prevent it. You don't want it to spill. You don't want things to fall inside. So that's another reason why people close it. So that's another reason why it should be okay. Also, we don't say, this is a good principle, in general, we don't say Hatzmana on Shabbos by Kli Sheni. There's never an Isser, that's if it's not Mosif Hevel. If it's not Mosif Hevel, then, like with a towel, we never say there's Hatzmana with a, you're always allowed to do Hatzmana with a Kli Sheni. It's only by a Kli Rishon is there an Isser Derabanan of Hatzmana. That takes that one. Here, now that we're on a little bit of a roll over here, without learning inside. The challah itself, it's nothing. It wasn't even hot, the foil. So it's like a nothing. So it wouldn't be a problem of doing hatmana can't be a problem of doing hatmana with challah from the, if it would be no increase of heat. But since you're putting it on a heating element and you're making something cold to hot, then it doesn't matter if it's a Kli Revi, whatever you want to, if there is such a thing, then it's not, it wouldn't be a problem. Even 100. Exactly.
It's when you have an intent.
The heating, of making it hot, and it could get Yatzil, let it go. I'll leave it Tzarchin on our Mishnah Berurah, but it could be Yatzil, it has to be Yatzil. Can you put ice in a cooler? For sure you can. First of all, it's cold, plus all the reasons by the thermos. So you can even wrap up 100 times around. You can even wrap a towel around a thermos and a cooler.
We didn't see any history of that. That's not if you something cold.
Correct. There's definitely not, unless it's Mosif Hevel and it'll make it hot. But if it keeps it cool and it reaches Yatzil Adabah, that's obviously not the case of an ice cooler. Okay, let's read a little bit more inside, and then we'll have a couple more things here. Did we finish this? Fine. So we pretty much finished Hatmana. I'll do a couple of little examples. Resh Nun Tet has a little bit of Hatmana. It's actually a hidden. It's called Dine Hatmana Yatil Tulam. So really, it's a halacha of Tiltil. Really, this is a siman of Muksa, which I'd rather save for later, but it's here now. Okay, let's see. We spoke about this one. Just a little tidbit. Hatmana only applies by food. There's never a problem to wrap up a kli. You want to warm up, you know, people have plate warmers. You want to warm up your plates, no problem whatsoever. Yes, that's coming right up. Here we are. Thank you. Now, can you heat up a baby bottle has milk? Let's assume, so it also depends if the liquid was cooked or not cooked before. But let's assume we're talking about raw milk that wasn't cooked yet. And you want to heat it up, you want to warm it up by putting it inside water, hot water. So to put it...
Why should that be different?
So there you're putting the food. It'd be like taking the milk without the bottle inside hot water. But that's, you can't do that. It's going to mix in and it won't work. So that would be okay, obviously. To pour milk inside water, as long as you're not going to be cooking it, there's no problem. There's no issues of hatmana. The issue of hatmana is now you're wrapping up a bottle. You have a kli with milk, and now you're wrapping it up with water.
Yeah, but you said there's no problem with Kli Sheni. So all you need to do is take it out of the oven.
So that's if it's cold. But to make it hot...
Remember, your intention here is to heat it.
Once you want to make something hot, then you could have Hatmana.
If you take water, say, into a, I don't know, a Nitinus Adan cup or whatever... You put water from the urn...
Right.
And then you put the bottle in there. How is that Hatmana? You're not covering the bottle... You're letting it sit in the water.
So if you have the bottle half in, half out, and it's not completely immersed in water, for sure not a problem, assuming it won't reach Yatzil Adabah, perhaps even if it reaches Yatzil Adabah. Now, when we said about the Kli Sheni, you're not going to have... If you wrap... Your case, you put boiling hot water in a washing cup. So if you wrap up that washing cup with the towel, you won't have a tamana issues, because it's a Kli Sheni. But since you want to take something cold and heat it up, then you could, if you fully immerse a baby bottle inside water, so some say that's a problem. Some say it's not a problem. Just leave it as a machloket. But if it's not completely immersed, for sure it's no problem. But if
it looks fully immersed, the tap of the bottle is empty.
That's okay. That's for sure not a problem. For sure it's not a problem. You look at the kli. Some say it's okay even if it's fully immersed, and one of the reasons they say it's okay is because the water itself is going to be, it's going to constantly get cooler and cooler over time, and since the water itself is getting cooler and cooler over time, that's called, it's not called a mosif hevel, and it wouldn't be an issue. If you're making the water, it also depends if the milk could reach yatzilet bo, which practically, I believe that's impossible. Any case that we're talking about, when a person heats up their baby bottle, it'll never turn into yatzilet bo, as far as I know. But I guess it depends how deep and whatever, it depends on the situation. So, in general, but there's a Taz and a Mishnah Berurah who's against it. It's a machloket if you're allowed to completely immerse it or not. Okay. We mentioned this one. This one we mentioned. We did all this. Okay, we're good. I'm not going to go into too much detail about a crock pot. That probably takes a while to go over. Just to avoid the issues of Shia. Yeah, whatever. I think we'll skip the crock pots for this type of shir, because that'll take already a few minutes. You have to deal with Shia, Chazara, Hatmana, and all that kind of stuff. We'll skip it. Let's cover a little bit of ground before the day is over. Reish Nun Tet. Kamar Dini Hatmana V'Tutulam Aleph. So Mochin, right? Those are like pieces of cotton. Little pieces of cotton. All right? Shetaman behem derech mikra. Now we're talking about cases where it's muksa, right? These items were not set aside to be used, and they had no purpose. So then, shetaman behem derech mikra asur taltalan. If it just by chance it got covered up with these items, they're still considered muksa, and you can't move these items directly. So what do you do if it's not completely immersed and you can reach the handle? It's almost completely immersed, but not 100%. So then, what do? You just elamina er hakisui vehenno float. So you just lift up the cover, or you reach in, you put in your finger a little bit, without trying to move them at all, and that's okay. That'll be kila'achar yad. You just sneak your hand in through them if you need to, and you lift up the cover, and you let all of them fall out. And since the cover itself is not muksa, we're talking about muksa tiltul minatzad. I don't want to get into the whole thing over here, but muksa. But it's important to know. I just have to make sure it's important. We're all on the same page. There's a major difference when it comes to muksa. If it's tiltul kila acharyad and tiltul minatzad. Kila acharyad means you're handling it in a not normal fashion. You're not using your hand the way you normally use your hand. You're using your elbow, your backhand, your foot when a hand is normally used. You're using maybe your left hand versus your right hand. You're using your backwards hands. You're using two hands at the same time when it's always done with one hand. These are all examples of kila achar yad. The way you're using your hand is very abnormal. Okay? Minatzad means you're using your hands the way you always use your hand, but it's indirectly. You're indirectly moving it. So here you're holding the kisui normally with your hand, and you're not really touching the mochin directly. You're not moving them directly in a normal fashion, and that's called minatzad. Okay, uchegon shemiktzatan megula she'ein zetiltol ela mitzido. Right, minatzad. Okay, ve'im yichadan lakach mutar l'taltolan. But if you set them aside, these are what you use. It could even be for this one Shabbos, but you set them aside for this Shabbos, for every Shabbos. These mochin you're using, like rocks. Normally, rocks are muksa. Stam rocks, but if you're using them as a doorpost or a door thing to hold open a door, So that you picked one, and that's what you use every week or all week. So that's no longer muksa. About im taman begize tzemer, if you loichta on the klach mutar l'taltelan. But if you use them with tzemer, then wool. Even if you didn't, you're allowed to move them. V'hani mili stam gizim she'enom din l'ischara. This is because normally we assume that they're not muksa, unless we assume that they are muksa, like it's for business, you're selling them. Okay. But if you put them aside, because normally these wool items, you had them to use them when you needed them. But if you set them aside specifically to sell them as for business, so then that's one of the categories. Okay, same thing. Just pick up the lid. She yesh toat kli aleh, as we explained, the lid itself is a kli, so you're allowed to hold that normally. Valfo pishehim aleh, lo yichfalan, even though they're on top of it and they fall, who cares? Delona aset basis lahen. Even though one's on top, one's on bottom, it doesn't matter. It doesn't turn it into a basis. A basis is when they're serving your cotton balls are serving, who's serving who? The cotton balls are tafel, they're serving the kli. So you don't call it a basis. It's only a basis when the basis is serving and supporting what's more important. Okay? Should we stop? Maybe we'll stop. All right.